There are days when no one knows where the blue bus is. But there are always times when you know it will arrive out of the blue. Then you are riding amongst colours only, gone with the winding, saluting the destinations as they pass you by, making passing your destiny. The blue bus doesn't give you the blues, but the blues was banished by segregated busing. The blue bus is neither bone nor skin, neither fever nor shivers. You remember other buses, the bus to school, the fears of being late, daydreams scribbled like automatic writing on muggy windows. The moment they locked the doors, I want to jump off. It seems, though no statistical data can nail it, that more people claim blue as their favourite colour than any other. While the big blue bus is a municipal bus operator in the West Side region of Los Angeles. Today I decide to pretend that everything is what it is, and it's no other. It's odd the way we relish titles, even though like people, they are divorced from what they hope they are conveying. You remember all the buses that came and went, the ones you nearly missed or deliberately let slip. But most of all, the buses that, though appointed, never appeared. It says on the blue website that blue symbolism runs the gamut of emotionally packed meanings. Some of us have to ride at speed to turn our recalcitrant wheels. The blue bus is what you imagine it to be, what you paint it to be, what you desire it to be. Also, they say, and as we know, the saying is not the said, especially where performance is in the playground. Sometimes the blue bus is just itself. Pure blue. Open to the seductions of sound. Ploughing through the traffic jam of reason. Sometimes it falters and becomes bus-like, reined in by timetables and bus stops, borders and controls. Rosa Parks stood up for sitting down anywhere on a bus, and for the rights of all African Americans. But there are those who say she appealed easily to whites and could be smoothly assimilated by them without any shifting of position. To ride heart is to move. To think is to mutate. It's even a film, Three Colors Blue, Kieslowski, about a musician. The blue bus is sometimes made of clay, sometimes made of silk, sometimes made of feathers. But it always erects itself like a genie from a transmutable yet sustainable bottle. It is run by an invisible collective who have hidden histories of bizarre steering techniques, unorthodox gear changes, and tire kicking. Where I can catch it, I am greeted by incomprehension, bordering on suspicion. But it is the blue bus which takes me everywhere, even to locations I will never reach. And even into this excuse for an improvisation, which is not improvised, but draws on an improvisatory aesthetic. The blue bus. The horse and carriage of sparring avant-gardes. Whipping with abandon through the galloping streets of Black Britain. It's a funny thing, you know, but I can't remember what the colour of the buses in Australia is.